What do all these names have in common? Adams, Harrison, Roosevelt, Bush, Taft, Kennedy, Cuomo, Romney, Rockefeller, Huckabee. These are just some of the big, well-known household names in politics. They had a lot of help from their dad's last name. And you'll find that most other politicians had some sort of help, too. Maybe their dad wasn't a Kennedy or a Cuomo, but they were an elected politician or ran in the political circle, which means lots of help with networking, connections, and fundraising. And that's everything in politics. For example, as much as I like Rand Paul, he's a Nepo baby. From ophthalmologist to senator, that's quite a leap. He can thank his daddy, Representative Ron Paul, for that career. Then there's Matt Gaetz. He may be a MAGA hero, but he's just one big old Nepo baby. His daddy was a major mover and shaker in Florida Republican politics. All of Trump's kids have grifted off the name, from his daughter Ivanka to his sons, as well as his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. She went from Access Hollywood producer to RNC co-chair. Sure, I bet she's the best person for the job. But it's not just elected offices and political parties that are chock full of Nepo babies. It's also the media. The Fourth Estate is pretty weak when it comes to getting honest, real, unprivileged people in those positions. Ever wonder why the media can't hold elected politicians accountable? Well, because they're all friends and buddies and rub elbows, and they're all rich, elitist, privileged snobs, of course. And while this nepotism problem is on both sides of the aisle, I'm going to focus on the right wing, because that's the side of the aisle telling you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So let's start with Fox News. They used to have Tucker Carlson, but he's one big, rich Nepo baby. Consider this. His dad was an American journalist, a diplomat, and a lobbyist who was the director of The Voice of America. He was a newspaper and wire service reporter, a magazine writer, a TV and radio correspondent, and a documentary filmmaker. But it doesn't end there. His dad got remarried to none other than Patricia Swanson. She's heiress to the Swanson Frozen Foods empire. Lots of money rolling around with the Carlsons there. She even legally adopted Tucker Carlson to be her son. And then when Tucker grew up and had a kid of his own, he thought, might as well extend this nepotism crap down to him. His son, Buckley Carlson, is the communications director for Representative Jim Banks. While there, he has received unusually large raises. Now remember, Tucker Carlson is the one out here constantly telling you that college is a waste of time and that it, quote, diminishes you. He says that it's only for the few kids who have a specific goal. Well, I guess that his son just happens to be the exception, because not only did Tucker Carlson's son go to college, Tucker bent over backwards to help him get there. He asked Hunter Biden to put in a good word for his son at Georgetown when he was applying. Yes, that Hunter Biden, the one that he mercilessly tore apart on his show when he was on Fox. Tucker's wife wrote an email, which came out from the Hunter laptop scandal, where she said, and I quote, "Tucker and I would be so grateful if you could write a letter or speak to someone in the Georgetown admissions office about Buckley." Hunter Biden replied, saying, quote, "I will do anything you would like me to do." Afterwards, Tucker Carlson wrote, quote, "I can't thank you enough for writing that letter to Georgetown on Buckley's behalf. So nice of you. I know it will help. Hope you're great and we can all get dinner soon." When Joe Biden was vice president, Hunter and Tucker were neighbors, something Tucker had talked about before, saying he knew him well and that both of their wives are friends. So keep all of this in mind when someone like Tucker tells you not to send your kids to college. He wants your kid out of the way so his kid can get in and take those professional class jobs. And Tucker wasn't finished after college when word broke that his son Buckley was hired to work in Representative Jim Banks' office. The Daily Beast wrote an article about it. In it, an unnamed GOP strategist said of Representative Banks, quote, "Deep down, he dies to be liked by the establishment. He hires Tucker Carlson's son, a 24-year-old kid, to be his communications director." Tucker got mad when he read this and thought it was a rival of Representative Banks, specifically Representative Tom Emmer. Tucker even threatened to pin the blame on him unless Emmer told him who else besides Emmer might have said that. So let's sum up on this one. College bad. Trade jobs, service jobs good. Meanwhile, Tucker is over here fighting like hell to keep his son out of those jobs and into a cushy position on the hill and to make sure he's got his college degree. Just keep that in mind before you take advice from Tucker Carlson. Let's move on. Will Peter Ducey stand up? Your daddy, Steve Ducey? Yeah, he's a longtime anchor at Fox News. Bet that was hard to get that job. Don't even get me going on Meghan McCain. Her only claim to fame is a daddy who was a multiple-time loser, capital L, for president. Her other co-host on The View, Abby Huntsman, well, her dad was the governor of Utah. Then there's also Alyssa Farah Griffin, who's on The View now. She's the daughter of the man who founded WorldNet Daily. Oh, here's one of my favorites, Ben Shapiro. He got his start at Breitbart, which was convenient since his dad, David Shapiro, was already a writer there. But that's hard to get a job when daddy gets to pick you. And now his sister has a podcast. So is that what we call like third degree nepotism? And don't forget the Murdoch family who owns and runs Fox News. God, those are some lucky kids. Newsmax and conservative radio host Greg Kelly is the son of former New York City Police Department Commissioner Raymond Kelly. That had to help him rub elbows with some people. Then there's Allie Beth Stuckey. She's a conservative podcast YouTuber bimbo. Her dad is Ronald Ellis Simmons, and he was a member of the Texas House of Representatives. Chris Wallace, he is the son of 60 Minutes host Mac Wallace, and, you know, Chris then went on to be on Fox News forever. Fox News contributor Lisa Booth is the daughter of a former staff member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, as well as legislative assistant to former Senator Mark O. Hatfield. Editor-at-large at The Spectator, and at one point a Fox News contributor, Ben Dominic, who is also the husband of Meghan McCain, is the son of a former official in both Bush Jr. and Trump administrations. That had to help him get some positions. Fox News contributor and former Representative Harold Ford Jr. is the son of former Representative Harold Ford Sr. Then there's Danielle D'Souza Gill, who's been an author, a speaker, and host of her own show on the Epoch Times. But she's the daughter of conservative filmmaker and pundit Dinesh D'Souza. Her husband is now running for Congress, so I guess he would be a Nepo baby by marriage. A Nepo-in-law? Charles Hurd is a Fox News contributor and a Washington Times writer. Then there's Mark Levin, a radio host who's loud and annoying, but he didn't get there on his own either. His dad is number one New York Times bestselling author Jack E. Levin. Claudia Cowan is a Fox News correspondent. Probably helped that she's the daughter of actor Barbara Rush and the late Hollywood press agent Warren Cohen. Brian York is a Fox News contributor and the son of the late WBRC television personality Tom York. Jonah Goldberg is a conservative columnist and editor-in-chief at The Dispatch. He's also the son of right-wing literary agent and author Lucian Goldberg. The guy that founded the Media Research Center, L. Brent Bozell III, well, he's the son of the Catholic writer and right-wing activist L. Brent Bozell Jr. There's Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. His dad is the late journalist Irving Kristol, dubbed the godfather of neoconservatism, and his other parent is the conservative historian Gertrude Himmelfarb. Charlotte Pensbond is a contributor at the Daily Wire, but her dad was Vice President Mike Pence, so that was probably pretty easy to get. Maureen Bannon describes herself as CEO of The War Room, which is her father Steve Bannon's podcast. So is this acceptable for the right? I don't think so. I find nepotism to be very frustrating, no matter what field you're in. But when you're working in the conservative right-wing media or politics, it's hugely hypocritical. Everything is about capitalism, facts over feelings, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, don't be a snowflake, work hard, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they're all using their nepotism to get ahead. Sure, the left does it, but it's even more of a disappointment coming from conservatives. Believe me, the Nepo babies never pulled themselves up in their bootstraps. Maybe they're Jimmy Choo's. It's not cute, it's really quite sad. We treat them all like a mascot. Journalists, pundits, writers on the right, they're just so nepotistic. I mean, just because you liked one guy doesn't mean you're going to like his son or daughter, but too bad, you're stuck with them. We really have to try and be more than just a society of Nepo babies. Do these well-connected, multi-generation media personalities really know what they're doing? Can these Nepo baby pundits and writers really have a fresh and unbiased perspective? Do any of these people deserve the job in the field, or did they even truly earn it? Don't their connections tarnish the product? How are you holding someone accountable when you grew up with these people, ran in the same circle? It'd be like trashing your neighbors. In politics, it seems conservatives will violate their hard work principle for their little Nepo babies whenever they feel like it, just so as long as they can get what they want. Right-wing media will preach the same message of work hard and pull yourself up by your bootstraps while letting their spoiled bratty kids rant about life in America even though they've never even lived like an average American. So the next time you're watching the news, or watching YouTube, or reading an article, ask yourself, who wrote this? Look them up. More likely than not, they got that job because who their daddy was. Mark your calendar for July 25th through 27th. Ladies Love Politics will be attending the Bitcoin 2024 conference. Join me online as I cover the event, or grab a ticket and see for yourself the wonderful world of Bitcoin. Ladies Love Politics is a proud media partner of Bitcoin 2024. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies Love Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.